You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following podcast is not affiliated with the developers who have created the games being reviewed. The reviews are solely the opinions of the hosts to be used to make an educated decision on what games to download and play.
Hello, gamers, and welcome to Budget Arcade, the number one free-to-play and indie gaming podcast in the world. I'm Scott.
My name is Jeff.
And hey,
Jeff
I'm Mark.
Jeff Robot.
Okay, just talk right over me. That's fine.
Jeff kind of looked like a Jeff bot there.
Third host on the podcast. Who gives a f*** about Mark?
Hey, Mark, I got a cheese.
Yeah, right, and you talked over me in my introduction. You can bleep the words.
Well, welcome to Budget Arcade. This is the podcast where, oh wait, this is, Scott, this is your part.
Oh gosh, Mark, oh wait, no.
This is episode
number 113, and just to recap, every other week we rate and review a free-to-play or indie video game. Mark, what was this week's game?
We're going to have a long episode. 2 hours.
It's not going to be 2 hours, though.
Yeah. No, it'll be. Sure. No, it's not going to be 2 hours like Spielberg chronologically
yep.
was.
Yeah.
Disclaimer: Scott is drunk.
I have not drank a single thing yet.
That's what all the alcoholics say. I'm not even drunk.
I'm not as think as you drunk I am. Okay. Yes.
What game did we play, Mark?
Yeah. So this week we played Dislight.
Dislike?
Yeah, Dislike.
Dislight, L-Y-T-E, for all you cool kids out there.
It's dark in here. Let me turn on Dislight.
It's developed and published by Lilith Games. And you may know Lilith Games from other titles such as Tales
AFK
of the Mirror.
Arena. Oh.
AFK Arena. Farlight 84. Rise of Kingdoms.
Can't believe they made 84 of them.
It is a, and this I quote from the website, an urban mythological turn-based RPG.
Oh! I did not expect mythological in there.
It was released on January 10th, 2022 for the iOS and Android on your mobile devices and PC and Mac if you're playing at home.
Gameplay.
Oh, I could have played on PC.
Sure.
So you guys remember Raid Shadow Legends, right?
Yep, just go back and listen to that episode.
Yeah,
everyone have a great
game.
Week.
That's the game.
Guess my seal.
It's basically if Lucio from Overwatch made Raid Shadow Legends.
Hey, that's a good analogy there.
That's
I like
what
that.
We played this week. It is a turn-based RPG.
Urban mythological.
It's not mythological, but it is.
Straight from the website.
It's like anime, but everything's a dance move, and when you open your gacha packs, it comes out of a turntable.
Hell
everything
yeah, it
is
does.
Themed like music. Mark loves
it.
Did
you scratch it up there, Jeff?
No, this game is fantastic. If you're looking for something that catches your eye and you're with all your cool friends and looking for a game to play and you're like, hey dog, you want to play some cool games?
Let's hit it.
And, what's up, my fellow teenagers?
Yeah, and you got the skateboard over your shoulder. Listen, this game is a reskin of another game, all right? But it introduces enough new things like the DJ Hero minigame. Oh. That was cool.
I think calling it a reskin is a little unfair because all these assets are brand new looking. Like nothing is phoned in, at least in the presentation department. The presentation is complete and polished. Like they knew the theme they wanted to go for. And if nothing else, they hit that target of this.
No, I mean, it looks great. It's a great looking game.
Inspired, you know, sort of aesthetic. The characters are interesting to look at and bright and colorful. The graphics are nice. The animations around all the attacks are kind of cool. They're like, there's a lady that has a bow and arrow, and she does like when you do your ultimate, they do this like cut scene little animation thing. All those look cool. They tend to yell the same four lines of dialogue over and over again, but it's that same thing where you have a handful of moves and you can one by one select your move and attack the opponent, or you can do one of my favorite things. Hit the auto button, put your phone down, and do anything else with your day.
But then you miss all the cool animations.
No, you just sit there and watch the animations.
Mm. Then it's like watching an anime.
Yeah, this is basically interactive anime. That gives
so,
it too much credit.
So there's a disclaimer whenever the game starts that it's best used with headphones. Did either one of you use headphones while you played?
Listen.
Yes, I did.
Because, you know, this game, they tote the fact that this game is, like, completely music-based, and they really, really want you to hear their music.
Was it good music, Mark?
I mean, it's like, it's that EDM music, you know? But it's not the it's the sound design.
You're listening to Dislight Radio. Dislight Radio.
Sure.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. You can do an ad for that in the middle of the episode. But, The sound design behind the game is very good. I listen, you know, I have a pair of Soundcore earbuds.
Not an ad.
Not an ad. But
get out of Soundcore.
They're what?
I said get out of Soundcore.
Yeah, they should. They make fantastic quality stuff, by the way. But I noticed that the game uses a lot of various, I guess, levels of sound with the just different port. Like you're in the menu outside of your story progression, and there's different menu options, and they're presentable. They're not buried. They're not cumbersome. They're, you know, it's pretty much a high rise building that has different levels, and you press on the different levels to get to different menu options. And for each menu option, you have, you know, sound effects, and there's a basically. Did y'all ever play DJ Hero?
I did not. Jeff, how about you?
I did not. I wanted to because I love Guitar Hero.
No, I think Coconut Wizard mentioned something about DJ Hero minigame you were talking about.
Yeah, and he's spot on. It is very much like DJ Hero. You match up spins on the turntable, And, you know, you can, you get the options of unlocking different, different bonuses on, different currencies. There's even, characters and they're in game. They're called relics. They're like, power-ups for your different characters. And
I gotta say, those are some of the most uninspired things. Like, as great as the game looks and has this really unique feel to it, you would think they'd put a little more effort into the equipment you put on your characters. They are literally shapes. Circle, triangle, square. Oh, I need a square.
No, there's a spade shape.
Oh, I upgraded my triangle.
Yeah, like, there's a diamond too.
You're doing this musical themed game. Why wouldn't the equipment be musical equipment?
That's true.
It doesn't make sense. It's so uninspired in that point, which is only surprising in that the
actually,
rest
now
of
that
the
you
game
mention
has,
that, Jeff, like none of the characters except for one even had a musical instrument that I saw. That was like the main character that you start with. She had a guitar. And she was like the only one that had a musical instrument now that I think
about
it. Yeah,
there's like an Anubis character. And I think that, I think that's
there's
a shortfall.
There's a ton of characters in this game, too.
Yeah, well, that's normal for this style of game.
It's because it's a gacha game.
But back to the sound. The sound design, when you're in your story progression and you're having battles, and they're turn-based, and there is the auto battle feature. But with the headphones, I noticed, as opposed to playing without the headphones, the sound quality was so much better. And the fact that it tells you, hey, this game is best with headphones, tells you that they want you to play this game with headphones, and that if you don't, you're going to get kind of a second-rate experience. I will say that the headphones made it a better experience.
So it's not just branding.
No.
I guess I should have played with my headphones.
Other things, there's like challenges, achievements. All of these things you're doing are in order to gain various typical, you know, free-to-play garbage that you then spend to level your characters, buy more characters, so on and so forth. And again, being that we're playing as first-time players, you tend to get a lot of stuff, nice and fast clip, and I wonder if there's a drop-off, like you play so much that you stop getting the records, which are what you use to get your characters from the gacha machine.
Also, the energy, too. Like, I'm so stacked with energy right now, and I keep getting more energy, and I have been playing this for, 2 weeks now, and I've almost played it daily, so I've gotten most of my characters are like level 30 and above right now, and then my actual level on my personal character I think is like level 15 or 16 if I recall.
Yeah,
but it's just like they just feed you the energy that's needed to do every single battle in this game hand over fist. But I don't know when that drop-off is either.
Yeah, I mean, because if there's no drop-off, then what's the point of even having the system?
No, I'm sure like any other gacha game, it gets to a point where you just have to grind. I didn't get to that point, but I mean...
Well, I sort of got to that point. There was a couple of levels that I got to, and I just died repeatedly over and over again. And the only way for me to be able to end up passing it was to go and level my characters, and this character leveling system, if you're not like grinding in levels, you have to use these cards that have little like jello looking characters on them, but you get those from like secondary levels that you have to do, and as you get those you add those to your character and then pay the in-game one of the in-game currencies to level your character up. But that was the only way. I was like, it's such a slog with all the leveling that you have to do to be able to get further in the game. Like, I'm in the story mode. I'm at the level 8. I don't know how far you guys got.
Ha! Take a guess.
I don't know. Let's see. Where's my story? Story mission. I am at chapter 4.
Okay, yeah, I'm on chapter 8. How about you, Jeff?
Chapter 1. Just go ahead.
Chapter
let's keep,
2,
let's keep,
I think.
Let's keep moving.
2 or 3.
Yeah, so even there, I'm like, I'm starting to get to the harder minions and bosses that they've actually defeated me a few times, and then I have to go and try to figure out how to level further than this.
So all your characters are called Espers for whatever reason. And I did it last time I played the game, I did a gacha pull. And I got this character called Luol Yan.
Well, I thought you were going to say Luol Cinder. That would have been incredible.
No.
Is that the guy that looks like Master Roshi?
No, it's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's real name. Well, not real name, but his
I'm talking about the guy in the game.
No, he does not look like Master Yoshi.
Roshi from Dragon Ball Z.
Nobody knows what that is. We were talking about Luol Cinder.
Liu Kang.
And then I got it on a second gacha pull. I got this character named Unky Chai. Chai, and he's an old guy who's got he's shirtless, but he's got pants on and slides.
Nike sunglasses. Kind
of he's got sunglasses. He's got Nike.
Okay, that's
Nike
the guy
slides.
That looks like. Yeah, that's the guy that looks like Master Roshi.
He basically wears what I wear while podcasting.
He's covered.
You wear sunglasses while you podcast?
Hell yeah, I do.
But it's nighttime.
So I wear my sunglasses at night. Like that song from the 80s when Mark was 50.
Listen, if that song is on the hurdle, I'll get it. I got these gacha pulls from I guess different I achieved a point in the game where it's like, hey, you did it. Let's give you some more stuff. And I got these characters, and the character designs are cool and they have animations behind them. It's just like every other gacha game out there where you get a new character and it's at level 1 and you got to put it in your party and it levels up, you know, while you're battling. And that helps you get to the next chapter in your story progression. And then it's a never ending cycle. And we've all played those games before. I just think this game is different. It's more appealing than like Raid Shadow Legends was.
I would agree with that. I feel like it does, because of its fun aesthetic, it's a little more inviting. I didn't dread having to play it as much. I didn't really dread having to play it that much because it did, like, the aesthetic alone kind of took me along for the ride, and the animations are nice. And of the two games, this would definitely be the one. If I were to continue playing one of them, it would be this one.
Yeah, it was definitely more inviting. I definitely played more of this than I did a raid. I will say, though, it's kind of aggravating that you cannot skip the cutscene in the beginning until like the game loads. I don't know how many times I've had to listen to the story of this game over and over again every time I load the game up.
Yeah, that's pretty typical for some of the games I played, like the actual auto chess game called Auto Chess does that. But yeah, it is. I hate not being able to. I'd rather just have a silent load screen.
Or music playing. I don't need the girl talking and telling me what happened.
What if you forgot?
I didn't forget. Hmm. The miracle happened.
Hmm. Okay.
Don't you know that, Mark?
No, I'm just making sure you know.
You know, we were dominating over this earth until the miracle happened.
Okay. I don't know what that is reference to.
The miracle is that we're going to the paywall.
Okay.
Paywall.
That was good.
I thought you'd like that.
I was okay.
So this game definitely has, it's one of those, you know, gacha games with multiple currencies. You've got your records to get your gacha pulls. There's also these Triforce looking things that if you get 20 of those, you can combine it to make another record. There is the gold that you receive as you play through the game. There's also these crystals. You can use the crystals to buy more records. The gold is used to level your characters up. There's five or six different ways to level your character. You have their equipment, which we've already discussed. You level that up with gold. There is the character cards that you can get. So anytime you do a gacha pull, if you have duplicates of that character, you can combine it on your current character, whichever one is leveled higher, and then it like gives it like another star rating.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
So you need records to do the gacha. Did you just say that?
Yeah. No. Yeah, that was the first thing I said. But I'm trying to explain it because it was as you're playing the game, you get like other currencies, and they are used to like expand your character's abilities. And so, like as you get these other things, you can level up your abilities to where they're like level 2 and 3. For each of your characters. So there's all of those currencies too. I honestly couldn't keep track of how many currencies there were in this game because there is a ton of them and they all go for different aspects of leveling your characters.
So I just did a gacha pull and I got this character named Leon. Jeff, what do you think that character looks like?
A lion.
No, man.
Lionheart.
He looks like a sniper with a gun.
As a sniper with a gun. Thank you, Scott.
He should be a lion.
Hey, like check out
the Van Damme movie
Draft House, where we're reviewing Lionheart at an episode coming soon.
But yeah, there's a whole bunch of different currencies. But the only one you buy with real money is the jewels, which is used to purchase more records. And then probably more energy to continue playing the game once you hit that wall.
Which is the stupidest. Every time it comes up, I'm like, hey, stop putting this in games. If you're going to charge people to play your game, just make a game that you charge people for. It's so stupid. I'm done.
Yeah, I don't, with all these games, I don't necessarily understand why they wouldn't just charge $15 for this game and call it a day.
Well, I think it's the getting people to actually play the game then. If it's there's no fee to play the game, you're going to get more people, maybe more people to get jump on it, unless you have a good enough advertising. I mean, this game is being advertised all over the place. It's on TikTok. I've seen it on YouTube. I've seen it on Twitter as well. Like, I'm seeing advertisements for this.
Yeah, that's why we're playing it. They got you. This,
gotcha.
No, I had, yeah, they gotcha. Mark. Well played, Mark.
The game has a good marketing strategy behind it. So, like, I just struggled, like, with this and, like, Raid Shadow Legends. It's like, I get the free-to-play aspect. You don't have to really pay anything to play and progress. However, it's going to take you a billion years to progress to the level you want because you have to grind for it rather than, you know, just paying money to progress. But, like, if this game had a flat fee of $15 and gave you everything kind of out the gate but staggered as you progress through the story missions, I tend to think that they'd get a return on the investment if they did that, rather than, I say return on investment, but I actually don't know how many people are forking over money playing this game free to play, but it's probably quite a bit.
I think the thing is like Scott said, if you charge $15 for this, no one's going to play it, especially on mobile. People don't pay for mobile games. And when they do, it's like a dollar.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think that they have to go with a free-to-play model. My only complaint is that they add a stamina system with it, which is essentially charging people to play the game once they're hooked on it. It's basically they're crack dealers. The first one's free. And then after that, you got to pay if you want to keep playing.
But it's about the level of quality of the crack that you're buying, right?
This is some good crack. I mean, in the sense of between the two, like if we're going back to Raid Shadow Legends, this is the more appealing entry-level crack.
No, yeah, this is the EDM crack. So this is, what is it?
It's meth. It's Molly.
LSD.
You're talking about Molly. It's,
LSD.
It's not LSD.
Yeah, it is.
Mark does the drugs here, okay? He knows.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, Mark busts the drugs here.
Molly and LSD are two separate drugs. Molly
I'm going to go with trust Mark on this one.
Molly is your party drug. That's the drug you take when you're, you know, in the club and you're just looking to have some more fun. That LSD is when you're like, yo, give me a drug. I need drugs. And
if you just go into a bar, you know how when you say, give me a beer, you get a Budweiser? If you go up to a drug dealer, say, give me drugs, you're coming back with acid is what we're saying.
Or fentanyl. One of the two. Okay. But so like Raid
That's
Shadow Legends.
The drug corner.
Raid Shadow Legends is your cocaine that's mixed with a little baking soda. I feel like this light here is a little bit pure.
I think it's more sugar. Like they put sugar in there to make it
yeah,
a little
maybe.
More appealing. Yeah, you know? It's the same addictive
like
effect.
McDonald's does.
Yeah, exactly. It's McDonald's made a mobile game out of cocaine.
This, you know, that analogy was
like
otherworldly.
Since we're talking about drugs and all that, why don't we jump over to the replayability of this game?
Okay, no, I'm not giving you that one. Now you're trying too hard.
Replayability.
Do you mean you're not hooked on it yet?
Listen, so the replayability is high in this game.
Yeah,
just simply because,
just like us on drugs, right, Scott?
Yeah. Hey,
oh.
And you get on me about it.
I know. Mine are just better. You know, they're just better. Right.
Replayability is higher in this game because
than
there
me
is
on the weekend. Did it again, baby. Woohoo!
Can we just fast forward to the end of this?
Mark, how many modes of play did you unlock?
Modes of play.
Yeah, let's talk about that as part of the replayability, because there's like so many different modes of play that you can do in this.
All right, I got all right, let's look at it. Oh, wait. Missions. I got growth plan, I got recon plan, I got ritual miracle. I don't know what this is. I got quests, I got achievements. I got drop the beat options.
Oh, gotta drop the beat.
I got point where, oh, I gotta reach level 18 to unlock that. Okay. I got the boom boom option.
Oh, you gotta do the boom boom.
All right, I got missions. Oh, I just said that. All right, we're going back. Oh, now I got the DJ contest. Here we go. DJ contest. We're starting a new track. Hey, we're loading tracks. All right. DJ Hero, here we come. Listen, that's the best part of this game, by the way. DJ Hero, listen, you're tapping which way the turntable goes. Which, like, that's what this game should have been. This game should have been just DJ Hero free to play.
I wish there were more rhythm games. It's like a lost art, like good rhythm games.
Oh, speaking of rhythm games, Jeff, I got to tell you about this new one I found.
Okay, I'm ready.
I'm going to try to get it for the podcast.
Oh.
It's called... Oh, hold on. Give me a second. I'll think of it. It's...
Guitar Hero?
No. It's called... is it Metal?
Metal Hero.
Hold on just a second. I got to look it up.
Hey, Mark.
Metal Saves the Day, Man.
Metal Underwear.
Metal. Okay.
It's Metal Hellsinger.
Oh. Metal what?
Metal Hellsinger is a first person shooter rhythm game.
What?
Think about like Doom, but if you shoot on rhythm, you do extra damage.
Oh, so it's like bullets per second. There's a
yes,
yeah, because bullets per second was a rhythm based shooting roguelike. First person shooter.
Yeah, but this is like
not
Doom,
what I want.
But...
I want Guitar Hero, man. Like, but it doesn't have to be. Okay, we're getting off topic, but the Rock Band on PSP is kind of what I want.
Okay, but anyways, there's a lot of replayability in this game.
Yep.
As
Judgment.
Mark went through all those.
Judgment.
So at the end of each episode,
come on, Mark. Oh, okay. I'm just putting right. in. I'm yeah, typing
the end
out
of each episode. We
gosh,
put it down, pick it up, flip it up, reverse it. That's what we do.
At the end of each episode, we drop the beat and judge the game and decide whether it receives our seal or not, and requires a 2/3 vote to be denied or approved.
Oh,
Marcus, what do you say?
Hey,
that's your DJ name, right?
Yeah, sure. It's DJ Marky Mark.
DJ Pit Hair.
DJ Pit Hair. Yes. No, this game is, it's appealing. It does have the menu options that are accessible. It has a story mode that is progressible. It gives you vibrant characters. The game itself is vibrant. It gets my seal. This is a unique offering in the RPG, the turn-based RPG realm that we see a lot of games fall into the same pitfalls of, like I said earlier, just reskinning the same game. I think this one offers a little bit more, but gives you enough unique ness to tide you over. Unique New York. And it gets my seal.
All right. DJ Jazzy Jeff, what
no,
do you
incorrect.
Say?
Incorrect. My DJ name is Crisco Sack. Now
Crisco Sack.
Yeah, you know what you anyway.
Pull up them balls.
What we're get at us, Manscaped. We're waiting on you to come back. We can make Crisco Sack jokes. Listen. This game is the same thing we played before, but a little bit nicer. No, it doesn't get my seal because I just am opposed to the sort of lack of gameplay that comes with making mobile games as greedy and as focused on just getting as much out of the player as possible without actually making a good game. That being said, the graphics are polished. It looks nice. And if you're going to play this raid, just play this.
Raid got your seal, though.
No, it did not.
No, it did not. It didn't go back either one of our seals.
Yep, go back and listen to it.
All right, so yeah, this it does sound nice. It's impressive how many characters that they are able to create for these games. I do have to hand it to these developers that they're...
Was that a pun?
Was it?
I don't know, you paused. I have to hand it to these developers. So I thought you were making a joke, but I didn't get it.
No, he was William Shatnering it.
Yeah, I was William Shatnering it. I was not making a pun on that one. But anyway, so... Yeah, I...
Stardate 524. Today we played...
Klingons are... On the Star Wars battle.
From Lilith Games.
I contacted Worf, even though he's not in the same ship as me, to get me my Molly.
So this one is not going to get my seal. It's just a, like we all said, it was a recone or a clone of Raid Shadow Legends and every other game just like it that came before. I'm getting tired of these types of games, and no, does
this
not
is
get
your
my
fault,
seal.
But we did get a commentary this month. Oh, you want to finish saying
this
it's
week.
Not approved or whatever?
No, yeah, it's not Budget Arcade approved,
great.
But yeah,
okay.
We do have commentary.
We do. It's from Markusite in our Discord. If you want to leave us commentary, hop over on our Discord. The link is in the description. And in the commentary section, just write what you think about the games that you played. And if you do, we'll probably read it on the pod. But Markusite says, Dislight is a good-looking game with setting to help tailor to your phone's GPU power. I enjoyed the music and story, but this is the same gacha game we've all played many times over. The items for your character are exactly like Raid Shadow Legends with primary stats and random lesser stats with the higher star rating. When you match four or two of the same type, you also get an overall bonus. Character pulls are the same from every other game this style. Collect whatever item and use said item to get random characters. Most games of these type reward you for saving up 10, but this game has cut down has a countdown to your next legendary character. After my initial one, it was 120 pulls. I really liked that everyone's first legendary was the same, which also took down the cool factor of having him. They didn't seem to have tons of different currency, but the whole battle pass and constant bombardment of starter deals are here. To their credit, they are not cluttering up the main screen, but are in the plaza behind a collapsible menu. That's true. A part of the polish is that the home screen is not cluttered. It's very appealing. That was me talking. Back to Markusite. My own personal gripe, My own personal gripe as well is getting anyone as a friend for that system. I have a few from Discord and only one random person to send and receive gifts from. I also have zero luck joining a guild or clan, so overall I felt like this is a very unsocial group of players, or I just had bad luck. I won't be sticking with this game, but on the plus side, it got me back into Disney Heroes, which I have been playing off and on since launch.
Now, talking about what he said, the...
Thanks, Markusite, by the way. Appreciate you writing.
Yeah. The social aspect of it. I guess getting into a guild or clan, he wasn't able to do that, but the world chat is, like, constant.
Yeah.
Even when you're playing the game, like, when you're playing levels, you can see the world chat going on the very top of the screen, just, like, rolling every time. Like, so it looks like there are a lot of people playing this game.
I have to play Disney Heroes. I haven't played that.
Yeah.
Is it any good?
I don't know. I haven't played that one either, but it sounds like it's another gacha game.
Oh, add it to the list.
No,
we'll add it to the list.
How about this? But, how about you out there listening, head over to twitch.tv or tiktok.com/budgetarcadepodcast. You can find us there. Or If you prefer Twitter and Instagram, we're at Budget Arcade. And finally, we have a Facebook page, facebook.com/budgetarcade, as well as our website, budgetarcade.com.
The next game that we're going to be playing is going to be Apex Legends Mobile.
Yay! Yay! A console game shoehorned onto a phone. Woo-hoo-hoo! Yay!
Have you tried it yet, Jeff?
Yes.
It does not get his seal of approval.
I'm not saying it doesn't get my seal, but it's just console games don't belong on phones. Phone games should be designed from the ground up for phones.
I'm looking forward to the discourse of Scott telling us all about his problems with the controller that he had. So.
Yeah. Save it for
the season.
You'll have to tune in next 2 weeks from now to find out.
Yes. And if you'd like to help support the show, you can do so by going to our Patreon. Well, patreon.com. No, that's Mark. That says help support Mark.
Hey, you can do that too. OnlyFans/MarkyMark. Please support my endeavors here on the
Marky
podcast.
Mark and the Crisco sack. Just head on over.
That would be bad if somebody actually had that.
That would be bad. The chances of that are so slim. There's no way someone has Marky Mark and the Crisco sack. They might after this comes out, but as of the recording, nobody has Marky Mark and the Crisco sack.
Oil up the nuts.
That is a Draft House original.
Oh, gosh. You can also support us by getting a t-shirt. The link is in our show notes for t-shirts. Something else. Oh, yeah. If you really want to support the show, you should tell a friend about the show. Get them on there and listening as well. Our music is provided by Stimage, and you can download his music at metroidmetal.com. And game on.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.